And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Is there anyone in the chamber wishing to change their vote? Before the chair announces the vote, expressions of approval or disapproval are not permitted in the Senate. The yeas on this bill are 68, the nays are 32. The bill as amended is passed. The sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery.
Now the reason the
sergeant of arms will restore
the
order.
Reason the the reason, if you could turn off the music, the reason the Hispanic mobs in the Senate chamber did not follow Vice President Biden's orders to not make any cheers or whatever is because they don't understand English. There you just heard what's coming to America. The Vice President of the United States warned the peanut gallery not to make any kind of comment. And yet the Hispanic radical activists from La Raza and the others who want to take over America and make it an appendage of Mexico started chanting, "Yes, we can." And the vice president said the sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery. And yet they continued to chant because they, A, don't hear the language or don't understand the language or don't respect the language. That's exactly what just happened to your country today. Now, I could go into where is President Scandal in all of this. He's in Africa right now. He is in Africa right now, President Scandal, on a $100 million junket. The Senate says, yes, drop dead to the American people. You know and I know that if a poll was done, an actual vote on should we grant amnesty to the illegal aliens, it would be about 75% of the people would say no. That's if you had voter ID and the illegals themselves were unable to vote. If you look at the picture of the so-called leaders of the Senate who just forced this down the throats of the American people on my website, you will see the faces of evil. You'll see the pure faces of evil. Can anyone look at those faces of Schumer and Rubio and the others and say that they represent them? We've gone from a melting pot to a chamber pot. I am the son of an immigrant. I am the son of an immigrant. I know what it is to be wanting to become a citizen. I've never seen a country throw its heritage in the garbage like this. I've covered this for 19 years. I'm not going to, you know, kill myself over this. I'm going to talk about it because it now goes to the House. And it's very unlikely that the House of Representatives, which is more, let us say, representative of the will of the people, will pass such a gold-plated pathway to citizenship for the illegal aliens. Then it goes to the conference and they hammer it out. God knows what's going to come of it all. So there's another topic, the IRS scandal. Today, an IRS official, Greg Roseman, who was more thorn than petal, took the fifth like a mafioso. He wouldn't answer any questions, and the despicable Congressman Elijah Cummings let him get away with it without even challenging him. I want you to listen to clip one, and you're gonna be sad to find out you live in a banana republic. Listen to clip one.
Mr. Chairman, on the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer any questions and invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege to remain silent.
No, I have no questions, as we respect the witness's right to remain silent. I have no...
Shut up! Get him off. Get him off. That's the big mouth from the Congressional Black Caucus acting holier than thou, saying, oh, it's fine. You can have contempt for Congress. We don't care. This is the country you live in. Can you imagine in your father's day if a person pled the Fifth Amendment who was obviously involved in some kind of criminal act? A congressman saying, that's fine, we accept it. The congressman wouldn't last a day. The FBI would have him out of there in handcuffs. So who was it in the IRS who took the fifth? Well, you never heard of this guy, Gregory Roseman, right? And who is he? A deputy IRS director spearheaded the awarding of the IRS's largest contract in history to a company owned by a close friend of his, an action that is prohibited under government contracting regulations. The company is called Strong Castle, Inc. It's owned by Braulio Castillo. Castillo won several contracts totaling $500 million for the IRS IT services. in part on the basis of his friendship with this Fifth Amendment guy from the IRS, Roseman. And then by, listen to this, and then by qualifying for two minority programs, which allow disadvantaged applicants a better chance of winning lucrative government contracts. Now, how did this Castillo qualify for these set-asides? Well, for one of his set-asides, he qualified for a minority set-aside program by setting up his business in a disadvantaged area of Northeast Washington, D.C. The Small Business Administration program requires applicants to hire from within the economically disadvantaged community. But it says Castillo manipulated that requirement by hiring students from a local university instead. Now, what else did he do? Are you ready for this? He won entrance into another minority set-aside program run by the VA, the Veterans Administration, that gives disabled vets certain advantages in federal contracting. And what was this man's disability? An ankle twisted during football at the U.S. Military Academy prep school 27 years ago. That prompted a sarcastic reaction at Wednesday's House Oversight Committee hearing from a double amputee. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq War veteran, said, "I'm so glad that you would be willing to play football in prep school again to protect this great country. Shame on you, Mr. Castillo. Shame on you," she said. As evidence of their close friendship, the committee published messages between the IRS hack, Roseman, and the contractor, Castillo, who got the $500 million contracts. Are you ready for this? I can't even read what they wrote. It's full of homophobic slurs. I can't read them to you on the air. Roseman, who took the Fifth, is still employed by the IRS. I'm asking you, ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel living in a banana republic? I'm asking you how you feel living under President's scandal. I've given you two nightmares. I'm going to give you more as the day goes on. Are you ready for the third? Are you ready for the third blow to your heart? Burial at Arlington National Cemetery, now among benefits for military same-sex spouses. I didn't say same-sex military personnel. I said that the spouses, so-called, of same-sex members of the military will now be laid to rest amongst our war heroes. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the Pentagon welcomes the Supreme Court's Defense of Marriage Act gutting and will immediately begin the process of making the same benefits available to all military spouses, including burial of spouses at Arlington National Cemetery, which means because there are limited spaces in that hallowed ground, soldiers who died in combat will likely be passed over for the spouses of same-sex couples. I'll go on. You want to hear a little bit more? There's more. I mean, there's more, and there's more, and there's more under this gang that can shoot very straight indeed. Don't laugh at this gang. There used to be a movie called The Gang That Can't Shoot Straight. This is a gang that can shoot very straight indeed. The phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, I get a lot of advertisers, but I just spoke to an inventor. The man's a genius. You know what he invented? It's for your car. It reduces gas consumption so well that the Federal Consumer Protection awarded its developer tens of thousands of dollars. This fuel saving is upheld not only by independent test data, but also by the 500,000 drivers who actually use it. What's it called? The Platinum 22. It gives you 22% more miles per gallon because it increases the percentage of fuel that burns inside your engine from the standard 68% of each gallon to 90% of each gallon being burned up. Not only does the Platinum 22 give you nearly an extra quarter tank with every fill-up, it raises the octane of the gas and saves your engine by cleaning out the abrasive carbon. Did you hear that? You can buy regular and you get the results equivalent to premium. Did you hear me? Well, for further info, call 1-800-LESS-GAS and you tell them that Michael Savage sent you. Did you write it down? 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-LESS-GAS. It's an amazing invention. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
The first time we met, he came in and the first thing he said was, wow.
He was beautiful.
Thank you.
For me, Christian Mingle, it's this vehicle which God did use to bring my wife and I together. And that is a powerful, powerful thing.
My name is Mickey, and I met my husband, Trey, on Christian Mingle.
Join ChristianMingle.com today and find God's match for you. Joining is easy and free, so go to ChristianMingle.com today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
KSFO traffic getting reports. Stall San Mateo Bridge eastbound. Number of the right lane is blocked on the high rise. Look for some delays. Northbound 101 Holly Street crash there. It's off to the right shoulder. Traffic still slow out of Redwood City up to Highway 92. Southbound 101 Paul Avenue in San Francisco have an accident. That one's in the center divide. Still slow in the upper deck coming into San Francisco. Northbound 101 slow leaving San Francisco to the lower deck. Getting reports of police activity. Presidio Parkway in San Francisco as well. I'm Dave Fouch. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
The words for the day, damn it, Jim.
When you call in, before you hang up on yourself, and before you curse out Bob, you're going to say, damn it, Jim, at 808-5600. Okay.
Yeah. Way so to go, Jim. Here.
Damn it, Jim.
Jim, you're an idiot.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named a best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation mean record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
Oh, yeah, you love coffee. Everybody does. But not everybody treats their coffee the way it deserves to be treated. I mean, some people pour themselves a hot, steamy cup and then put just anything in there. Skim milk? 1%? No. If you really love your coffee, you'd stir in rich, creamy coffee mate. Coffee's perfect mate, baby, is what it's been yearning for all morning long.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
The Crossroads of the West Gun Show is back this weekend at the Cal Palace.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammo, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
If they don't have it here, they don't have it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show, this weekend at the Cow Palace. Sales are conducted in compliance with all federal, state, and local laws.
We've got ammo, so don't miss this show.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Weeks ago, I, along with the leader and the whip and Chairman Goodlatte, issued a statement that I thought was pretty clear. But apparently some haven't gotten the message. The House is not going to take up and vote on whatever the Senate passes. We're going to do our own bill through regular order, and it'll be legislation that reflects the will of our majority and the will of the American people. And for any legislation, including a conference.
Well, that's John Boehner. Do you actually believe that he's going to reflect the will of the American people who want the border secure, who want no amnesty for illegals? Do you actually think that the House is going to do that? I don't. He is talking a good line. I hope to God he sticks to his statements. I don't have any faith that he will. And here today in America, we saw the Whigs call the Senate. They're the equivalent of the Whigs in England, totally out of touch with the American people, just nothing but super lobbyists, 100 Whigs. Wearing, basically, they should be wearing big white wigs over their heads. representing the will of Mexico, the will of La Raza, the will of special interests such as ag business, hotel business, factories, etc., Silicon Valley, and others, who have a great deal at stake in cheap labor. That's all they represent. How do you feel today, knowing that your Senate is not in touch with the American people? Because I know from polls, poll after poll, look, I know California is largely a Democrat state, primarily because of the large influx of illegal aliens. But if you remove them from the voting pool, this state, even this state, is not largely liberal. It's liberal in San Francisco. It is liberal in Los Angeles. It is not liberal anywhere else in the state. The average person in California is center-right, conservative center-right. They have no representation in Diane China Syndrome Feinstein or Barbara the Bagel Boxer. No representation whatsoever. They're sick of this. They've seen what the hordes have done to the state. They've seen it. The highways are broken. The byways are broken. The hospitals are broken. The schools have become toilet bowls. They've seen what this has done to this state. And I am the son of an immigrant. But the fact of the matter is, we can't absorb every person on earth who wants to come here and cash in on the system, can they? Can we? Open your eyes. Many of you live in your own bubble, and you live in your own backyards. So you don't even know what's going on outside your lily-white neighborhoods. Many of you are white Democrats who live in the suburbs who think that you're a good person, and you think you like everybody. That's wonderful. That's a nice feeling. But what you have to do is actually go into the areas where the illegal aliens congregate, live, and see what kind of mess they've made of their society. Take a look at what they've done. I'm not talking about the grocery stores, and I'm not talking about things of broken cars. I come from a poor background. It doesn't matter to me. People are allowed to buy in their ethnic grocery stores. It happens in Chinatown. It happens in Koreatown. It happens in virtually every ethnic community in America. They have their own grocery stores, etc. It's not a big deal to me. We are a polyglot nation, I understand, in that regard. But that's not the issue. The issue is, how does a nation absorb 30, 50, 60 million illegal aliens who refuse to learn the language, don't speak English, won't speak English, don't know what the U.S. Constitution is, don't know who George Washington is and could care less? How do you absorb 50 million people who will never be absorbed into the society? The answer is you don't. They're going to absorb you into their society. So what is their society? Why don't you ask yourself what the society is like that they fled? Why did they all flee Mexico? What did they run away from? Whatever they were running away from is what you're going to have in this country. Do you understand that, you dummies, you? Don't you understand that? I feel like I'm screaming at the wall. You don't understand it. Or you don't care. You're fat and happy. You're on your medication. You don't care. You got your cholesterol meds, your diabetes med. You're going to Europe this summer for a week or two. You have a relatively new car. You've got enough money never to work for the rest of your life. You enjoy your afternoons getting drunk on wine and think that you're not an alcoholic. So why do you really care? You don't really care. So I ask myself, why do I really care? Well, I've been doing it for 19 years, and I've had a love affair with America for 19 years, and I've seen a gang take it over, and I've seen this illegitimate gang destroy one institution after another, from soup to nuts. There's not an institution standing that this illegitimate president of ours has not taken a wrecking ball to. I can't mince words and speak in nice terms. You want me to speak in parliamentary terms about Obama and his gang? I can't do it. I don't have the vocabulary. I mean, I do. I could use PhD words. I can get very eloquent and speak in generalities about it, but what's the point? What's the point? They don't care what you think of them. They spy on people, and the liberals say, good, I like being spied on. I got nothing to hide. They don't realize they've just thrown away their freedom. They've given up their fundamental birthright as a free man when they say, I don't care if the NSA spies on me. They have no idea that they are now slaves. They have no idea that they're enslaved. They think that they're free. But as George Orwell wrote, the louder he hears the chains rattling, the louder he hears the chains rattling, he hears them screaming, I am free, I am free, I am free. The louder they scream, I am free, I am free, I am free, the louder the chains are rattling, he said. And boy, does that say what's going on today in so many quarters of America. They're free to do what? Smoke pot? They're free to smoke pot. They're free to marry their boyfriend. They're free to marry their girlfriend. They're free to be spied upon. Is that freedom? That's freedom? No, I don't think that's freedom. There's no dignity in being a drug addict. So here we are. Now, the culture clash has never been greater than it is today. The question that is ringing in my mind most profoundly is this, and it's an odd question. It's not what I've seen on any website. We allegedly have a very large Muslim community, a population in America. There's some say 7 million, some say 9. I don't believe it. Communities tend to overrepresent their numbers, with the exception of the illegal aliens from Mexico who underrepresent their numbers or underrepresented by the government. The Muslims are very conservative socially and very conservative politically, incidentally. How do they feel living in a country that has become a dirty cesspool? How does a Muslim feel today living in a nation that's become a filthy cesspool where there's no order, no law, no dignity, no morality, no ethics, nothing? How do they feel about it? How are the Muslims going to handle all of this? How are you going to handle all of this? Now, there's other stuff we could talk about. Believe me, there's other stuff. The IRS witness takes the fifth after giving a $500 million contract to one of his cronies. There's also the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case. Have you seen that witness, Rachel Gintel, who can't read or write? She says, "I don't read cursive." Did you hear this? Play clip five quickly. You got to hear this. You got to hear this. You won't believe
this.
Do
you recognize that letter as being one that you said earlier was prepared to be given to Ms. Fulton?
Yes.
And that letter was prepared with the assistance of a friend of yours named Francine Sir?
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to get the rest of it in a minute. The witness trying to condemn Zimmerman to death says she doesn't read cursive letters. This is the world that we're living in today. This is the world we're living in today.
Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. 800-BUYCOIN.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Wildlife advocates are suing the government in federal court to give endangered species protections to the Sierra Nevada red fox, a high mountain dweller found in California and Oregon. The suit alleges the Fish and Wildlife Service has failed to protect the fox despite evidence that fewer than 50 individual foxes are known to survive. A Bible with an inscription from Albert Einstein has sold for $68,500 at an auction in New York City. The German-born physicist and his wife signed it in 1932 and gifted it to an American friend. Taking a look at traffic, northbound 101 Marin County, still bumper-to-bumper out of Sausalito up towards Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. Stall San Mateo Bridge. The high-rise right lane is blocked in the eastbound direction, still backed up on the northbound 101. Marsh Road up towards Highway 92. Eastbound 37 Lakeville Highway, stalled car being reported. That's slow. Petaluma River Bridge out to 121. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Homeowners, do you have 5 minutes to save thousands of dollars? If so, you need to call Capital Mortgage Services and talk to Stephanie. Stephanie is the queen of refis. Yes, you can still refi and save thousands on your home loan. Use the savings to pay down the principal. Buy a new car. Start a college fund. It's your money. Stephanie will help you refi even if you owe more than your home is worth. When you speak with Stephanie at Capital Mortgage Services, in most cases she can pre-qualify you and get you an FHA streamline refi with no appraisal. Capital Mortgage Services will even pay your closing costs, or for a better rate, you can finance the costs. But do it now. These rates won't last forever. You have 5 minutes, because a 5-minute phone call with Stephanie can save you thousands. Call Stephanie now at 800-400-8391. Capital Mortgage Services, 800-400-8391. Be sure to ask for Stephanie, 800-400-8391. Equal housing lender, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, broker 01861322, NMLS number 296169. Not all applicants qualify.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right. Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560. KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation, plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows. Windows when you call now, 877-370-5779. Call for details.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSOB number 778326.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about the illegal aliens who have representation while the American citizen has no representation. We're talking about a nation where there is taxation without representation. Immigration without representation. You go down the list, there's virtually nothing being done where there's a representation of the majority of the American people. At the same time, we're approaching some of the hottest weather of all time. Friday to Monday is going to be one of the hottest weekends on record, 106 degrees in Reno. We're going to go in the West Coast now, 111 in Fresno in the Valley, 128 degrees in Death Valley, 117 in Las Vegas, 119 degrees in Phoenix, 104 degrees in Boise, 101 in Salt Lake City. Oh, Al Gore's going to come out of his woodwork. He'll be all over the map over this weekend. Yep, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Denver, Boise, Idaho, Rawlins, Wyoming, Medford, Oregon, Fresno, California. Massive heat wave. Late in the week, thunderstorms and humidity and showers on the East Coast while the heat wave moves east. Amazing. Cities that could set new annual extremes include Flagstaff, Arizona, Las Vegas, Reno, Nevada. You know what the all-time record high in Flagstaff is? Flagstaff, Arizona, 97. Do you know what the all-time high in Las Vegas is? 117 set in 2005. And the same temperature of 117 in 1942. The all-time high is 108 degrees. At Reno, 2007. Now, Death Valley is called Death Valley for a reason. But Death Valley, California, could reach their hottest June temperature on record of 128 degrees set June 30th, 1994. So all of the climate extremists and hysterics will come out of the woodwork over the next few days. And where is President Scandal? President Scandal is enjoying himself on an African junket with the missus and the girls and a staff and an aircraft carrier. Unbelievable to me. Well, anyhow, do you want to just vent or what? How do you want to deal with this? Let's finish up with the sound that I have of the wonderful witness against Mr. Zimmerman, a wonderful prize of the American educational system, Rachel Gintel, who can't read the letter that she allegedly wrote about the shooting. She says she doesn't read cursive. So I think we should pick up with clip where she talks. Let's hear clip number six.
The contents of the letter are yours.
Yes.
Are you able to read that copy well enough that you can tell us if it's in fact the same letter?
No.
Are you unable to read that at all?
Some of them I do not.
Can you read any of the words on it?
I don't understand. Cursive. I don't read cursive.
Well, that's okay. She doesn't read cursive. She's only 18. She's young yet. And so you have to, you know, you can't condemn her. Don't judge her. Because if you judge her, you'd be a racist, number one, and an elitist for sure. She should have the right to be a witness and condemn a man to death, even though she can't read her own letters, because she never learned to read cursive letters. She was busy getting lessons on beauty, hairdos, nails, and things of that nature. So we're living in a wonderful country. This is why we have what we have. And then she can vote, by the way. She has the same vote as you. Let's say you have a degree from college, you've worked all your life, she has the same vote, because it's a democracy. And you don't want to be unfair. There should be no literacy tests. That would be racist. Those who said that the Voting Rights Act, which was thrown out this week by the Supreme Court, is a terrible thing. Well, I don't know what's a terrible thing to throw it out, but the thing is that there's no longer a test for educational value. You could be a person who puts a thumb on a paper like in Iran, with a purple mark on your head, and vote in America. And you have the very same vote as the person who worked every day of their life for 70 years, as you should. And then you can go right back to the mall and get your nails done. Because that's a democracy. That's the democracy that we all wish for. Temperatures will be at full throttle later this week over the interior west, reaching dangerous levels. Wow, and some cities record highs for any day throughout the year. This is amazing. I can't wait to hear Al Gore's hysteria. They'll all be out there. And, of course, there's a President Scandal in Africa. We'll be hearing from him over something or other. I don't know what he's going to be doing in the midst of his vacation. Zimmerman is crazy, Gintel. Really? Gintel? Let me hear clip nine. This looks like a goodie.
One thing about what Trayvon Martin told you that made you think this was racial.
Describing the person.
Pardon me?
Describing the person.
I just didn't...
Describing the person that was watching him and following him,
I
sir.
Describing the person is what made you think it was racial?
Yes.
And that's because he described him as a creepy-ass cracker?
Yes.
So it was racial, but it was because Trayvon Martin put race in this.
No.
You don't think that's a racial comment?
No.
You don't think that creepy ass cracker is a racial comment?
No.
No. Where is Tawana Brawley now that the prosecution needs her? Where's Al Sharpton? He could take time out from being a, I almost used the wrong word. I mean, I almost used the right word. Being a, I can't use the word for General Electric on MSNBC. He can come out with a bullhorn. He can come down there with a couple of busloads and start screaming. You know what I mean? It's like Tawana Brawley all over again. I'm surprised that an outside chanting burn the courthouse down to get the verdict that they want. You know, America is an amazing country to grow up in. It really is. It's getting more interesting by the day. Let's go to the callers. George on WABC in New York. George, what's on your mind this ugly evening? George, where are you? I just hit line four. Where'd George go? I hit the wrong number? Okay. Kirk on KSFO. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. That's number two now. Okay, we're having a good thing. Guys, could you do your job in there and let's see what's going on. Let's try for three. Daniel on line nine, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I am sickened because we have no leader, and that's the reason. There's no inspiration. This man operates like a dictator. When I see that big smile on his face getting on this plane, $100 million going, and then when I see people lining up to get food, I mean, I live in New York, and I see what's going on, and what sickens me is our representation, our congressmen and senators, how they allow this man to get away with this. I mean, where is there going to be someone to inspire us? The last time I was inspired was when Reagan was running for president. There was a man with guts. There was a man that was a patriot. I mean, I am sick, and the only hope for this country is for more people to listen to you, Michael, because I listen to you, you give us the truth, and you're a true patriot. And if I didn't have you, I don't know what I'd do, because I am really nauseated at what's going on with our America.
Well, I'm glad you vented. I can't even comment on your comments. I mean, a typical thing in radio is for the host to now say what the caller just said. You know, the host who has nothing to say usually repeats what the caller said and says thank you, then takes the next caller, and then he repeats what the next caller said in more words than one. There's nothing I could say. I'm glad I'm an inspiration to you. I suppose that's sort of a compliment in a way. But what good is it? Tell me what good it is when we have no representation. When we have gangsters in the IRS, for example, who award $500 million contracts to cronies on false minority contracting scams, and it's right out there in the front, and there's no arrest by the FBI. Nothing. Nothing. I mean, it's unbelievable. So when does the FBI swoop in? The guy awards a $500 million contract to his friend who got false, you know, minority and this VA no arrests. Nothing. Nothing. I guess the DHS doesn't move in either. Where is the DHS? What do they do in this country? What the hell does the Department of Homeland Security do? They permitted the Boston Marathon bombing to occur. What do they do? Well, they're watching us. It's not the Department of Homeland Security. It's the reverse of what you think. It's a reverse Maginot line. It's not to keep enemies outside the country from coming in and hurting us. It's to keep us from within, from standing up to the corruption in the country. That's what it was created for, to bottle us up. We all know it, too. It's as though the entire government apparatus was created to control the citizenry, not to protect the citizenry. Does that inspire you? How does that work? Or is my optic chiasma reversed? I don't see it correctly. I mean, they're all there to help you. Okay, well, we'll move it along here. I don't want to go too far into this. So she doesn't think that those words are a racial comment. Let's continue with clip 10 with the Zimmerman trial.
Well, you didn't mention it in your letter, correct?
That's just a personal letter to the mother.
Right, you didn't tell Ms.
That's just a personal letter to the mother.
You didn't tell Ms. Fulton that the man that was following him was a creepy-ass cracker, did you?
No.
All right. She didn't. She doesn't think the word cracker is a racial term. She thinks it refers to something you put jelly on. She's entitled. I mean, everyone interprets words in their own way. I mean, saltine is a cracker. It's not a racial term. You know, it's a saltine cracker. I don't know what he's getting at, that evil man, that evil defense attorney. I mean, he's picking on this poor child. He's making her look bad. He shouldn't be doing that. He should have a separate set of standards for her, or else he'll be accused of being a racist. No question about that. What about Paula Deen? What's going on with her? I mean, that's a crazy story. Let me start at the top with the Paula Deen story. I don't like white trash food. I won't eat it. So, okay, that's what she sold. Southern Cooking Bible. Whatever that is. Good. If you want to eat, eat like that, good for you. You're entitled. So she was thrown off the air. Because a deposition released last week in which she admitted to using a racial slur, 30 years ago? What racial slurs do you think President Obama uses behind closed doors? Do you think that anyone in the Congressional Black Caucus has ever used a racial slur in their life? Is there anyone listening to this program who has never heard or used a racial slur in their life? Those are some of the thoughts that I'm thinking of. I mean, as far as her cooking show, I never watched it. I don't, go for that kind of food. She's entitled to have a show? What, something she said 30 years ago? Let's go to some callers on the issue of illegal aliens. Washington State, Jason, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor. First off, I don't condone illegal immigration by any means. I'm in the apple industry up here in Washington State in the Yakima Valley. And Dr. Savage, I can't get Caucasians to come and work.
Okay, that's an important
point.
It's a very important point, and it's not lost on me. It's almost impossible to get Caucasians to do anything in this country except open up a website and get high.
Exactly. We work
that's
hard
right.
The
kids coming out of college refuse to sweat over anything. They won't pick apples. The only thing they can do is pick their nose. So, okay, so that's an issue. Who are you going to use to pick apples, pick grapes, pick lettuce? Who are you going to use to clean the hotels, cook in the restaurants? We understand that. So that's the conundrum. Now, there's a couple of answers to that question. Some are reasonable and some are unreasonable. You can have workers as guest workers without granting them all the benefits of citizenship, and you can also force them to pay taxes upon receipt of their income, can't you?
Yes, sir. We have those programs in place. Yes, sir.
Good. Okay. Then I'm all for that. God bless them if they're willing to do the work that white people once did. All you got to do is read Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. And you well know, as I've talked about on the show many times, that after the Great Dust Bowl hit in Texas and Oklahoma because of the storms back in the late 30s, I believe, the early 30s, whole waves of white migrants went west. And what did they do for a living? They lived in migrant worker camps. They picked apples. They picked fruit. And they built their lives up. I mean, the whole West Coast was peopled by people who were like that. You know that. They were slurred upon. They were called Okies and whatnot. Well, many of them have grandchildren today who are listening to this show who know their grandparents worked like that. The second part of this question is, or the statement is, the reason white children won't work is because they don't have to. Okay? But there are 50% of the population is collecting some kind of government benefit for not working. They're not working. They're claiming fake disability. They don't want to work. They get welfare. They sit around. Go to the malls and take a look who's walking around. Are they all disabled or unable to work? Of course not. I would force those on welfare to work. That was once a law. Work to welfare under Bill Clinton. You remember that law?
Absolutely.
Why can't the government force them to go to work picking apples? You want money? Go pick apples. Go pick grapes. You want to get a check? Show us a letter from the apple farmer that you worked, you know, a certain number of hours a week. I don't want to see the apples rotting in the valley, obviously. I understand it. You people are really in trouble out there with crops that are dependent upon migrant labor and dependent upon nature's bounty in that regard, weather, et cetera. I understand that. But it doesn't mean you have to grant amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens and make them voters. I don't think that they're one and the same.
No, absolutely not. They're completely different. And when you talk to the Hispanic people that work in this industry legally, and my girlfriend is of Mexican descent, and her family, her dad came back here in the 50s under one of those programs, and he brought his family over into the United States legally over 50 years. So when I talk with them, they're irate at the fact that now all of a sudden everybody's just getting in.
That's right. If you actually polled the Hispanics in this country who have been here for a while, the largest majority of them oppose granting amnesty to the illegal aliens. I know that for a fact. Because they're going to be affected by it more than anybody else. That's absolutely true. But you agree with me that you can have a migrant worker program where everybody wins. And, of course, they should be taxed at the point of payment, just as everyone else in America is. What kind of apples do you grow, by the way?
We grow everything, Dr. Savage. We're very big in Red Delicious. We have Goldens, Grannies, Galas, Honeycrisp, Pink Lady.
And how is the market for apples in America still good, or is it an export market? I'm very interested.
In my particular warehouse, we do about 65% export markets.
Mm-hmm.
About 45% is domestic.
Isn't that amazing?
Very tight.
I know Japan floods America with apples. That I know.
Mexico.
All right, thanks for the call. It's an interesting thing. The whole world through an apple. The world as seen through an apple. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Days of traffic. Southbound 85 Camden Avenue, new crash. Injuries involved. Off to the right shoulder, though. Northbound, eastbound 580 before Foothill in Dublin. A crash there. Still brutal in Marin County. Northbound 101, Corte Madera. An accident. Still blocking the right lane. Overturned car involved. Traffic is backed up into Sausalito. Still slow on the peninsula. Northbound 101, Woodside Road up to Highway 92. And then slow getting onto the San Mateo Bridge because of an earlier stall. Northbound 101, slow 280 to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Want half off premium fashion? Right now, just $20 gets you $40 to spend at Saks Fifth Avenue off Fifth. Only available at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Brian Sussman here. I know a lot of our KSFO listeners who have been living in homes that date back a few years, and they've been calling our friends at Plumbing Tech and Repipe to get their old galvanized pipes replaced with brand new copper pipes. All the work done in one day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about things like getting scalded in the shower when someone flushes the toilet. All of Plumbing Tech's work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential. The best part is their pricing. Shop around for other bids, but make Plumbing Tech and Repipe your last estimate. Their rates are extremely competitive, and they'll beat just about any estimate out there. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe today. They'll throw in either a brand-new residential water heater or a tankless water heater with every repipe job they complete. That's up to a $1,600 value. For your free estimate and final estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682 or plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Mark Levin.
Raise taxes? Is he insane?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
But let me, one last thing, because you asked a final question. No, I'm not going to be scrambling jets to get a 29-year-old hacker.
So he's not going to scramble jets to get a 29-year-old hacker. How do we get the hack in the White House impeached is what I want to know. Forget a 29-year-old hacker. How about a hack in the White House who's raping the economy and raping the people? I don't understand this. There are no other words for it. This is not a matter of policy differences with the liberal Democrats. This is a matter of criminality from top to bottom. An IRS commissioner takes the Fifth Amendment when he's up there, and we know that he awarded a $500 million contract to a crony. It's unbelievable to me. By the way, the FBI investigated Solyndra right at the beginning of President Scandal's administration, remember? Or actually, it was a few years into President Scandal. The FBI seized all the papers at Solyndra. Remember that? And I said, wow, that's great. They're going to get to the bottom of it. And one of you callers called my show and said, no, Michael, it's very bad that the FBI went in there and seized the papers. They seized the papers to make sure we never find out who got the money. I didn't believe you at that time. And I'd like to have faith in my institutions of governance. However, I haven't seen anything on who stole the money. I mean, where's the beef? Where are the $500 million in grants and contracts and loans that Obama gave to his friends in Solyndra? Where'd the money go? Well, I don't know. It's only $500 million, which is a pittance. Now there's another $500 million to the IRS through the IRS guy. No investigation. Taxation without representation. Immigration without representation. Warfare without representation. Assassination without representation. Shall I use a few more choice words?
Savage.
When you need some short-term cash, make the cash call.
866-590-CASH. Cash call. Cha-ching.
We can lend you from $2,500 to $5,000 sent directly into your checking account within a day. The loan is unsecured, which means you don't need any security or collateral. Sure, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than the local loan center that charges more interest and wants two payments a month. With a cash call loan, you simply make one fixed payment each month, and to keep interest expense down, you can always pay it back early at any time with no penalties or fees. So if you need cash by tomorrow, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
866-590-CASH. Cash call. Cha-ching.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't
this song goes out to our peripatetic president, who has worked so hard that he needs to go on the junket to Africa with the wife and children. He's earned it. He's earned it. He needs to go on vacations more regularly than any other president because he works harder. Comma, at destroying America, period. Yep, here we are, July 4th. What a quaint holiday it is. Isn't that a quaint day? That's a very quaint holiday, July 4th. fireworks, hot dogs, alcohol, people just pass out. It's great. It's good to be an American. And think of all the new Americans that are going to be celebrating your holiday with you. Think of the melting pot, how wonderful it's going to be to welcome 30 to 50 million new illegal immigrants who will be so glad to celebrate July 4th, Washington's birthday, because they understand American history and the holidays so well. After all, they had ancestors who fought in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Iraq, Afghanistan. They're just like you. And if you don't see it that way, you're obviously a racist. That's the important thing to know. And while the Obamas have a junket to Africa, awaiting word on Nelson Mandela's health, no doubt, the illegitimate Senate today voted to flood America with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens we cannot afford. This is a unilateral U.S. concession to the Mexican and other illegal lobbyists and a total betrayal of American interests, in my opinion. How about in your opinion? Is it a good thing for America to flood America with 50 million illegal aliens? Don't go for 11 million. What is 11 million? Read the bill. They can bring in family members. What do you mean, 11 million? Where did they come up with the number to begin with? 11 million. 11 million. So it's 50 million. God, there could be 100 million after 5 years. And the heat wave. The heat wave keeps rolling along. This will no doubt turn into, I think the media will soon cover the heat wave. Not the IRS scandals, not the spying scandals, not the death of a journalist with a car that exploded with an engine that flew out of it at 100 feet. Nothing, not even covered by the illegitimate press. And he's in Africa. President's scandal is in Africa. In Africa, by the way, the White House touts Kenya's voter ID card program. You hear this? They don't want voter ID in America, but they want it in Kenya. And Michelle Obama likens her upbringing to Senegalese children's. And Obama's promoting gay rights in Africa. And they said, welcome home, Mr. President, to him, even though you thought he was from Hawaii. That's pretty amazing. Welcome home, Mr. President. Now, it's nice to have a homeland. It really is. And we have burning weather on the West Coast. Vegas may smash. Wow, 128 in Death Valley. I think we ought to have some drones up there to see who's causing the heat. Could be the it could be caused by terrorism. I'm not sure. We may have to fund a new department for Obama to control with 100,000 new workers with pistols with a hollow point ammunition. Because I'm not so sure that temperature is just going up on its own, and I'm not so sure it's related to global warming. This could be caused by terrorists. And if it's caused by terrorists, this is a job for the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, and all of those other wonderful people are keeping us safe around the clock. I think they should look into whether terrorists are causing the heat rise on the West Coast. It could be. Meanwhile, in New York, the most absurd mayoral race in history is ongoing. A disgraced congressman, we don't have to tell the jokes, who exhibited himself in a way that a schoolboy would do, is now leading a disgraced Christine Quinn. Two disgraces are running for the mayorship in New York, and Bloomberg has been basically turned into a laughingstock as he exits stage left. As he exits stage left, he made a fool of himself with the soda ban and the cracker ban and the Frankfurter ban and the salt ban and the fat ban and this ban and the smoking ban. Turned himself into the glorious moron. This is politics today. Look, I was told when I was in college, grad school, I remember it was kind of a snotty thing for the woman to have said to me. She was a liberal professor. They all were. And they were very snotty, by the way. But that's okay. They had an attitude. I don't mind. I have an attitude. And they turned their nose up and they said, well, the best people don't go into politics. Her implication was, of course, that she and her husband were the best people and they went into academia. But they sneered. They said, no, the best people don't go into politics. And it's absolutely true. There are very few alphas in politics. Maybe the people who are medical doctors, scientists, I would say are alphas or betas who went into politics. Where would you rank somebody like, why go down the list if you read your Huxley, Brave in the World? the alphas. Vice President Corleone. I mean, what's his name? Vice President Biden, over Biden. He always reminded me of someone who could bite you to death if you said something wrong to him. Those teeth scare me. What would you say Vice President Biden is in the Huxley, ranking? Alpha, beta, gamma, or delta? Don't answer the question. We know not alpha, not beta. Now, yeah, here's the funny part. Obama's an alpha. He is an alpha, but the most anti-American, most dangerous man in the history of the presidency in the minds of 60 million Americans who are now probably on a watch list for not trusting nor liking the president nor the scandal surrounding him. They're suspect for being suspect. It is now becoming a crime to be suspect of a suspect administration. That's what the cyber spies are doing around the clock. They're checking your emails to see if you're saying anything negative about the president or about Congress, because you're therefore an enemy of the state. So enjoy the last few days, the few months, years of freedom in America. God knows where they go, because these systems tend to get worse, not better. They're never corrected. It's like a virus. A virus has to burn itself out before it stops. The virus of communism took almost 100 years to burn out, and it was helped to burn out by Ronald Reagan. And now the virus of communism is metastasizing in the United States of America. It is proliferating, rather, at a rate unheard of or unthought in history. The speed at which the communist dictatorship continues to metastasize is something astonishing. The speed at which the NSA continues to spy on us, even though the scandal broke a week or two ago, would astonish probably the most cynical of persons. They're not going to stop. You think they're going to stop? Likewise, do you think the IRS is going to stop awarding contracts to friends, $300 million, $500 million, $800 million? Did it stop anyone before? Did it stop Obama and his cronies from awarding false contracts with regard to solar companies that produced zilch? No. They kept doing it. The IRS will continue to do it. So this corruption as well will not end immediately. It has to burn itself out like a disease. As a trained epidemiologist, the way diseases work is, you know what you're saying. Let's take it on a simple level. When you get a fever, what does a doctor do? Well, if he's an honest doctor, he tells you we can't treat it. If he's a dishonest quack, he tells you to take some prescription that doesn't work or makes you worse. If he's an honest doctor, he says there's nothing we can do for a virus. Go home, keep yourself rested, keep your temperature moderated, drink a lot of fluids. And if he's a younger doctor, he'd probably say take massive doses of ascorbic acid, meaning vitamin C. What he means is the body has to fight out the infection itself. The infection has to burn itself out. On a political level, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, the corruption under this administration is so rampant that it can only be stopped like a forest fire by burning itself out. You can't stop it. It's scorching everyone in the country. I don't know an individual who works for a living and doesn't walk around. Every time I run into people, they say, how can this go on? How is it happening? Why isn't it being stopped? Why doesn't Boehner stop them? Where are the Republicans? Every man I run into says the same thing. They don't believe it. Today I ran into a man who was a combat veteran from Vietnam, flew jets, real hero, has friends in, let us say, in the government, who are Obamaites, because they live in Washington, they don't even see the scandals. He cannot believe it. He said he can't believe it. They're so close to the administration, they benefit so greatly from the corruption, they don't even see the scandals. And that's because they have myopia. They have myopia. Obama's a very, very clever alpha male. He knows how to control the population through intimidation, fear, and through, by the way, buying off the opposition as well. That's why the Republicans are silent. See, the Republicans are allegedly the opposition, but they're not. They're one part and parcel of the same problem. There is no two-party system. If there was a vigorous opposition party, we wouldn't be where we are today. Where's Snowden today? That's terrible. Where would a guy like Snowden be, stuck in a transit lounge in Moscow? That's bad. That's bad. So then you've got the Paula Deen thing with the white trash cookery. Then you got the Zimmerman thing with that laughing stock of a witness they dug up. Everything is wonderful. A heat wave hitting the West Coast, 128 degrees in Death Valley. How'd you like to be in Las Vegas tonight? That's some air conditioning bill. Can you imagine paying the air conditioning bill if you lived there? Wow. Yeah. So if you want to vent tonight on the Savage Nation, I can provide a service for you. I can't change anything. Unlike others in the business, I'm not promising you that I can change anything. Unlike others in the business, I can't promise you that if you call this show, it's going to change anything. All I can give you is an outlet for your frustrations and anger. And that outlet comes with a phone number, 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. We're open for business. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Single Christians, good news. ChristianMingle.com has nearly 7 million registered members, more than 2 million new members in the past year alone. Every day, members send more than 100,000 messages. I sent one of those messages and met my beautiful wife. That's good news. Join today and find God's match for you. Sometimes we wait for God to make the next move when God is saying it's your time to act. The next move is yours. Joining is easy and free. Join ChristianMingle.com today.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Events in Boston.
Too surreal.
We've had an attack.
Events like this happen.
We will find out who did this,
why they did this.
Information is power.
Bomb squad monitoring.
Updates from ABC as they happen.
Information is power.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Summer's coming. How's your swimsuit body looking? Relax. You've still got time. And now it's easier than ever to get in summer shape quick. Just drink water with Live Skinny.
I just drink water?
Seriously. Women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week using Live Skinny. Imagine what a few weeks of Live Skinny could do. You'll be ready for summer in no time. Just drink normal water with Live Skinny and watch the pounds disappear.
Sounds easy.
It is. And super convenient. Take Live Skinny anywhere. It's full of the key fat-burning ingredients that everybody is talking about. Like green coffee and Garcinia Cambogia. It's all there. Free Live Skinny samples are available right now for a limited time.
Visit freeliveskinny.com. freeliveskinny.com for your free sample of Live Skinny. Lose the weight and live the skinny summer of your dreams. freeliveskinny.com. That's freeliveskinny.com. Just drink water with Live Skinny. freeliveskinny.com.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
So the so-called immigration bill is a pork barrel bill riddled with programs that your hair would stand up if you actually knew it. USA Today, of all papers, the most worthless newspaper in American history, is even reporting on it. And the communist from Vermont, Senator Bernie Sanders, fought to include in the bill a $1.5 billion taxpayer-funded set-aside for youth jobs programs. Mr. Socialist with the New York accent.
Well, I object to the fact that the capitalists are taking over the country.
So Bernie Sanders, the fraud, put a $1.5 billion taxpayer-funded piece of pork in there. And there are others. You don't believe this. Au pair agencies, resorts, J-1 cultural exchange programs. You won't believe this. Now, why do businesses want all of these immigrants to work, for example, in resorts, au pair agencies, and other industries? Why? Because businesses that hire these so-called visa holders save money because they don't have to pay unemployment taxes, they don't pay Medicare or Social Security, and the illegal alien workers must also have their own health insurance and other cost saving. So it's all greed from top to bottom. Let's go to the callers. Gabrielle on KSFO. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said hello.
You can say hello. 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 I'm glad you said hello. What's on your mind? Hello.
Okay. I am so sick and tired of people who will not work, who are able-bodied and...
Okay, but we know that. Please, ma'am, let's not repeat what everyone's sick of. Is there something original in your call? I don't mean to be rude or rather abrupt, but what is it you really want to say? That's not what you called to say.
I think that the way we're going to take back our country is intellectually, not...
What does that mean? What does intellectually mean?
We're going to have to have an uprising, but not a physical uprising. An intellectual uprising, because we are smarter than they are.
Explain what you mean by an intellectual uprising. What does that mean? How does it work?
We're going to have to outthink them. I'm not sure yet.
All right, well, you're talking to someone who tried. I've written 28 books trying to outthink the rats on the left. It hasn't worked, has it? Because they have something on their side that all the brains in the world can't fight. You know what that is? Corruption. Corruption... and bodies, warm bodies that can vote. That's all they care about. Until you understand that the disaster of the voting system in America is how we wound up with the criminals that we have running things, you don't understand that you can't change them. Keep looking for that intellectual silver lining. Let me know where it is. I'll send you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny, Trickle Up Poverty, A Time for War, Abuse of Power. I mean, how much can I write? It was my wake-up. All of them were wake-up calls by me. I tried very much. I've reached people. Don't think that they're not out there. But what can you do? If you keep bring in 30 million voters, what's the difference what the American citizen thinks? They're over. They squash you by numbers. It's a paint-by-numbers game. So, look, to just sit here and complain about it is a pain in the neck. Let's have some music. I don't want to get a migraine this evening. It's too beautiful an evening. Getting a heat wave out here. That's some rock and roll by the artist. You know what I like. How about Shaboom by the Chords or anything along those lines. Old rock and roll would be nice. If there's anybody in the actual... is there anyone there or is there automated? I can't listen to Woba-Dip-A-Dip. It doesn't make any sense. Woba-Dip-A-Dip. So that's over. I don't even want to hear old rock and roll. What am I supposed to do? I was in the city yesterday. Why was I off yesterday? I'll talk about me for a while. I'm bored of immigration and corruption. And many of you are interested in me. Many of you aren't. So you have a choice now. You can just change the channel and not listen to me. That's all. But I'll talk about what I want right now, which is me. Maybe I should make the whole show about me, what I do from morning till night. Maybe my ratings would actually go up if I stopped talking about politics. I lead such an interesting life. So, for example, here's what an interesting day I had yesterday while you listened to a best of. I went to San Francisco because I had to see a dermatologist. I had to see the dermatologist because I have a strange rash on my body that came out of nowhere. I never get rashes. That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's an interesting day. And she took out the knife right away and started to cut and slash. Before I could even blink, there were pieces of my body flying all over the examination room. And I like her. She's a wonderful dermatologist. Before I could even whisper, she was cutting, poking, spraying, sticking me with needles. It happened so fast, I walked out like a piece of a mortadella cut up. I said, thank you very much. I appreciate the treatment. Smeared me with cream, poked me, shot me up with a needle in the eye. I didn't know what was going on. I walked out dazed, got in the car, was driven over to my friend's restaurant over the waterfront. And I said, look, living well is the best revenge. And I did look forward to what I was going to have, and I violated my diet immediately. I violated all the good work I've done over the last 3 weeks, and immediately I had shrimp. I had a vodka. I had tons of bread. No, Teddy, by the way. I didn't tell you the Teddy part of it. He was looking on, so I said, Al, could you give him a couple of sliders? He got two hamburger sliders.
Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. BART officials say they've offered two of their largest unions a new contract proposal as the parties try to avert a possible strike. BART spokesperson Rick Rice said the agency's new package is closer to what the unions are seeking on benefits, pensions, and salaries. The parties went back to the bargaining table today and are expected to bargain well into tonight. The current contract expires on Sunday. A Richmond man has received a 77-year prison sentence for killing an El Cerrito man in a case of mistaken identity. 22-year-old Nikki Donald was convicted of killing 20-year-old Osama Ivid and wounding Ivid's 15-year-old cousin in 2010. Prosecutors say Donald is a gang member who mistook the others for members of a rival gang. Traffic northbound 680 Willow Pass Road, crash off to the right side. Northbound 680 at Livorno, an accident there as well. Northbound 101 at Alum Rock Avenue, an accident left lane. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows.
For a limited time only, we are giving away a free upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows. Free installation, and you'll see instant savings on your utility bills.
Triple pane windows from American Vision Windows provide the highest level of protection against harmful UV rays, noise, dust, and pollen.
The upgrade to triple pane is free this month only. Call American Vision Windows today, 877-370-5779. Get free installation. Please call for details.
With American Vision Windows, you can keep the cool inside your home and keep the utility companies out of your wallet.
Get free installation and an upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows this month only. Call American Vision Windows and take advantage of this very special offer. 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right. Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Top school day students, community. High seven in the classroom, 1,000 America attendance. Quit variety, they have reasons. Job like to get. Baby raise, relative help and elderly. Happening local on, it's a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Mike Huckabee. Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the loyal opposition of the Savage Nation. This is the party of opposition right here. Talk radio is the loyal opposition when you think about it. Since the American people have no representation in either party, who do they turn to? Well, talk radio is actually in many ways a sort of, you know, political party without any power whatsoever, which is exactly how the establishment wants it. They let you talk amongst ourselves, and they know we have no effect whatsoever. They laugh all the way to the bank. And what can I do about it? You want me to tell you that there's a difference? You can make difference. You make a change in little ways, that's all. But we're the little people. The important people are the illegal aliens who don't speak Spanish, English. They're far more important to the powers that be than you are. You've already served your purpose. You've been worn out and used up. They squeezed you for the last bit of orange juice, they figure. So let's just have fun on the Savage Nation tonight. I've given you my opinions on everything, all the news of the day. Oh, let me finish that story. So I got cut up by the dermatologist. I don't know what the rash is from. It's very much out of a Dostoevsky novel where the character suddenly develops a rash out of the blue, but it's all he doesn't know why. He didn't eat anything different. He didn't roll in any sheets of any kind, no strange detergents. You know, the normal things you'd look at, right, for rash? So it's all definitely got to do with stress, the stress of the politics. I'm positive the rash is related to the politics. That's what's flaring up red. It's very psychosomatic, like a red rash. But nevertheless, she didn't miss an opportunity to pull out the scalpel and the needle and start cutting and poking. Found this and that like barnacles off a ship. All right, it has to be done. And gave me creams and prescriptions and ointments. I don't know what. All I wanted was a drink. So as I said before the break, jumped in the car, got driven over to the foot of Broadway and the Embarcadero. I'm not going up to North Beach much these days. Not for any reason. I wanted to be near the water. Went in, I had, you know, some food and I had some drinks. But Teddy was there. He was with me all day. So I said, Al, what can you give him? Some sliders? Sure, Mike, sure. So we got him sliders. They're little hamburgers. I don't know where the word slider came from. I don't like the word myself. I don't know why they didn't call them petite burgers. The word slider unto itself, when it first originated, it has a certain, There's a certain obscenity to the word slider that I don't care for. In other words, the word slider, as it relates to food, it's not appetizing. Let's put it to you that way. Whether it be a slider on the East Coast. I mean, in Florida, I had sliders a few years ago. I was very uncomfortable with the word. You say the way to give me some sliders. It's dirty. I don't understand. It has a filthy connotation. I don't know where it originated, but it's a little hamburger, in other words. I got Teddy two of them. So I'm eating my food up, some pasta with and vegetables, chatting outdoors, looking at the bay, beautiful weather, blah, blah, blah. Teddy scarfed down the two burgers before I could say Teddy. Now, I must admit to you that 2 hours before I had bought him a burger at McDonald's, about 3 hours before the doctor, I bought him a junior burger, no salt and pepper, and he scarfed that down in the street. I saw a bum eyeing it, but I didn't let the bum near him. So then I realized that he had three burgers, and I didn't know that. Then I came home, and then I ate, and he wanted to eat again. So I gave him some chicken. Now, the dog's 10 pounds. You understand I killed my last dog this way. I can't help it. I start to forget that they're animals and that they're 10 pounds. I used to, in the beginning, I had a rational basis with the dog. I say, Michael, you're 170 pounds. He's 10 pounds. So each morsel you give him, if you give him a finger of chicken, multiply it by 17 times because that's exactly what he's eating. In other words, each time I give him a sliver of chicken, it's like eating a whole chicken to me. But it doesn't work. He can still eat a half a chicken on his own and chips and carrots. I don't understand dogs. I don't even understand where they get the water in their bladder to mark every lamppost. If I walk them for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 blocks in San Francisco, every pole, every post, every doorway, where does the water come from? How do they manufacture it? I don't know. Although I studied biology, I still don't know where that water comes from. People would say to me, why don't you fix him so he won't do it? I said, I'll fix you first. Wait, fix him. I love they use phrases like slider. I mean, a slider is a hamburger. Fix him means castrate him. Phrases. Immigration reform means amnesty. Fresh frozen means old food that was frozen somewhere. Everything doesn't mean what it says. Or something along those lines. So I overfed him and I went to sleep. I was exhausted from the surgery and the poking and the this and the that. I watched the Sopranos rerun and the Gandolfini and the barbecue. I was exhausted from it all. It was the Sopranos rerun of where the father-in-law had a 75th birthday party and Tony wasn't invited. And then she says, don't come. And then she invites him and he shows up swinging the sausage on his neck at the barbecue. Gandolfini Soprano comes to the barbecue with a big link of sausages around his neck, swinging them. It was a great piece of improv acting, I got to tell you. And he walks up to the birthday boy, the father-in-law character, and puts the sausages in his eyes. And it was very funny. I mean, Gandolfini had some knack as an actor. Loved that show. Fell asleep. Oh, I would say at dawn, there was a stink in the room. I'm sorry now to get a little burlesque. There was a strange odor in the room that I couldn't quite place, but I was exhausted from the day because I didn't finish the whole story. In addition to all of that, I had a strange itch take over my body. My entire body was itching. Again, it's related to the politics I'm going through. So I had a terrible night. I didn't sleep. I slept fitfully. Nevertheless, I fell asleep in a horrible at dawn. I always fall asleep. I woke up to a horrendous smell like something had died in the room. Well, you know what it was. God in heaven. Did I get paid back for those three hamburgers? I ran as fast as I could. Three rugs, one of them a good one, one of them a bad one, and one of them a medium one. On the deck, hoses, the poor dog. So anyway, look, I couldn't blame him. I had to blame myself. What can you do? It's my dog and I overlove him, and I'm killing him with love. The same way my mother tried to kill me by overfeeding me. You see what I mean? She didn't mean it. She truly didn't mean it. I knew that all along. I mean, when she was feeding me ham and eggs for breakfast with a jelly donut on the way to school, and by the time I got to school, I was narcoleptic. I was comatose. I couldn't even focus. I was asleep. All I could feel was the heat in the schoolroom. Michael, yeah, like I didn't know who the teacher was talking to. I was in a fog. Then I would have a light lunch that she sent along, you know, a healthful lunch in those days. They knew a lot about health. It would be something like a meatloaf sandwich with a side of some kind of fatty side dish with maybe a little pie on the side for energy. And then, of course, I'd come home to another relaxing health dinner as an 8-9-year-old, and that would be a steak and French fries, because I love French fries. She got me a special French fryer, and a bowl of ice cream. I ate like that for 10 straight years. But she wasn't doing it to hurt me. She was doing it because she loved me. She didn't know any better. Now, I do know better, so why I'm doing it to the dog, I don't know. I don't understand it. I mean, I should have not given him all of that, but how can you say no to a dog that looks at you like that? Well, the answer is to not take him with you. But then again, what fun would that be? Thank God dogs can't drink alcohol. That's all I could say. It's a tremendous gift that the dog can't drink. It's a gift for him and a gift for me and et cetera. It's the Savage Nation. While the Obama junta is on a junket, we talk amongst ourselves. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. Special Health Insurance Helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country. free today. But if you call the special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Nation. A friend of mine sent me a definition of where the word slider came from. Thank you, Rich. Rich Lieberman says he looked it up. A slider is a small sandwich, 3 inches long, served in a bun. Primarily refers to small hamburgers, but can cover any small sandwich served on a slider roll. What do you mean slider roll? It originated with the fast food chain White Castle, which trademarked the spelling variant slider, S-L-Y-D-E-R. I still don't understand a slider roll. Well, where's the word slider roll come from? It's a novelty to me. I never heard of it. It still sounds filthy to me. Nevertheless, Teddy had two of them. And it wasn't the food. Don't get me wrong. It was they were delicious. Oh, did I want them. It's one of the reasons when I take the dog to a restaurant, I order him a hamburger before I eat. I say, give me a burger with no salt and pepper because it comes before my food and I eat half of it. That way I get something to eat. I don't know why food takes so darn long in a restaurant. I don't have the patience. I'm a kind of guy, I go in a restaurant, I want to eat right away. I have no self-control. It's not that. It's like I'm very busy. I go in, I want instant gratification. That's why I don't go to restaurants much anymore. I don't have the patience for it. And then you wind up eating too much bread while you're waiting and drinking too much. And that's part of the scam, is to make you drink more. In every restaurant, same thing. I don't blame them. If I own the restaurant, I have to do the same thing. Then they have signs, good food takes time. Yeah, right, okay. How come my mother could knock out a five-course meal in 12 minutes? Good food takes time. There's a place here in Marin County, California. I love it. $25 for a calamari sandwich. They line up around the block, all the libs. Sustained catch. Everything's sustained. All they have to do is put up green words, sustained catch, on precious little ships. The fish jump in our nets and beg to be cooked. We have sustained catch fish. Good food takes time. One of those places where they serve you a drink in old, they don't give you a glass to drink out of. It's like an old jar. It's horrible. You think you're going to wind up like with a horse disease. I can't drink out of a jar. What kind of mouth do you have to have? You have to be like some kind of equine creature to drink out of a jar. You know, that's a big thing in California, you know, jars instead of glasses. Where'd that come from? Why should I drink out of an old spaghetti jar? What did I, I'm an immigrant off the boat in Tammany Hall? Anyway, so here we are. And how else am I entertaining myself during the scourge of the Obama administration? I'm doing the things that I enjoy to do. So I'm trying to do the things I enjoy to do. I'm trying to maintain my health, maintain my mental state. How's that going, Michael? Trying to engage in the things that I enjoy. How's that going, Michael? Climate change, gay marriage, burying spouses of gay people in the cemetery there for heroes. How's that going, Michael? Immigration reform, meaning amnesty for illegals, so the cronies of Obama can get cheap labor. How's that going, Michael? Yeah, it's going real well. So what I'm doing is I'm trying in my own way to enjoy. So I got into I sold the Cadillac at auction. It brought a nice dollar. Remember I had the 65 Caddy that I appeared on stage with? It was 20 feet long. It was taken up at the garage. I said, I've had it with old cars. I'm not going to drive it anymore. I love the machine. Sold it, gone. Of course, now I'm sorry I sold it because it has no digital chips in it. And they can't control it from remotely control that car. I'd pay double for it now if I could get it. So, foolishly, I did the following. I know you're going to laugh at me. You say, you're an intelligent man. How could you do this? I bought a 1970 XKE Jaguar. I haven't seen it yet. Now, it's already a problem for me before I even put it on the truck. I bought it in another place, hundreds of miles from here. Never saw it. Bought it sight unseen. What? You bought a used car sight? Yes. I sent a shyster inspector down to look at it for me. So he gave me a great report. Wonderful car. My girlfriend has one just like it. Starts right up. Sounds great. Looks good. I mean, the pictures were... Here's the problem. The day they were going to put it on the truck, the lights didn't go on. I said, well, it's a Jaguar. The lights didn't go on, and there was a squeak in the front end. So already it's having electrical work done and ball joints replaced. I said, well, that's not bad. That's before it got on the truck. So there's two ways to go look at it. It's a half glass half full or glass half empty. You could say, Don, why did I buy the thing? You're having work done before you even got it. It's trouble. Well, that's not true. In other words, it's being done before I get the car. You think about that. What if the dealer had sent me the car and the lights didn't go on and it squeaked? So already I'm not going to have a squeak and the lights will work. Now, if I can get a horn and a radio out of the deal too to go with it, it'll even be better. But it's a beautiful car. In fact, the garage in which it is being repaired, I spoke to the owner today in the garage down there. He said, look, I got to tell you, the car is gorgeous. Great. Glad to hear it. Does it start? No, it starts right up. Hums like a wonderful, terrific. He said, truthfully, he said, this car is unbelievable. It's restored, you know. He said it was sitting next to a 300 SL, really, and some other million-dollar car. He said that XKE got more attention than the 300 SL. I said, oh, great. So I need a car to be looked at. You hear? Somewhere I'm buying it. I'll probably put it in the barn with the other cars and become Italian. Get the cigar, get the wine. I hear the Italians buy new Ferraris. They put them in their barns in Tuscany, and they have friends over. They sit around, and they smoke cigars, and they drink wine looking at the car. They never drive them. They're not buying them to drive. They're like works of art. So there are ways to look at it. Like, you take a look at Governor Christie. He's a work of art. He's some piece of work, rather, not a work of art. He's amazing, isn't he? I mean, if you were to sculpt him, let's not go there. I'd make him into a... If I were to sculpt Governor Christie, it would be an ice sculpture at a bar mitzvah, and there'd be no air conditioning. If I were a sculptor and someone said, look, I want you to sculpt Joe Biden, I'd say, okay, it's under one condition. It'll be an ice sculpting, and it has to be shown at a bar mitzvah with no heat in New York in August. It's not bad. It's not a bad line. Pretty good. So, you know, and party on, man. Just enjoy. Enjoy yourself. Just party on. Let the country, watch the country go right down into the toilet. It's like the Titanic with Captain Schmendrick at the helm. Captain Scandal. Captain Scandalini is running the country. Captain Scandalini wants $100 million vacation. Captain Scandalini gets the vacation. Captain Scandalini wants 30 million illegal aliens verified, certified, homogenized, pasteurized. He gets them. Whatever Scandalini wants, he gets. Not a word of opposition from Boehner. Comes out and mumbles today, Boehner. Well, I tell you the truth, what the Senate passed today is a heck of a shame. We in the House, we're going to hash it out. We're never going to let it go through. We're gonna pass one with the people on, and I got to take a walk. Nice seeing you. I hope you like the shirt and tie. Nice haircut, nice tan. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a nice day. Okay, all right. Like I've never seen a movie about whatever. So here we are, you know. She said, oh, come on, Mike. You're mocking a very serious thing. Why aren't you anguished? Why aren't you angry and anguished, Mike? How many times do you want me to die for your sins? I keep saying to my audience. How many times do you want me to die for your sins? Don't blame me. I'm only one man. Don't blame me for what you didn't do. I have given you 19 years of my life. Yes, it was primarily self-serving. I would not deny that. I did it for my own ego, for my income. It's not all in the past tense, but I'm telling you, I have given you 19 years of my life, my genius, my brains, my evolutionary neurons, all to you. I talk to you every day. I wrote books for you. I appealed to you. I suffered for this. I've sacrificed greatly for this. So don't ask me to do any more than I've already done. The rest is up to you. Tallahassee, Florida. Jane, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Jane? Go ahead, please.
Well, first of all, I'm on the floor laughing for the first time in weeks, and you definitely have accomplished. I'm certain.
Good. See, well, you see, I hope that the NSA and the FBI and the CIA hear this, because if they're considering putting me on a list, perhaps they'll realize that I'm necessary as a safety valve for all of the crackers out there who need me.
Well, yeah, and I got to say, the story of the sliders got me, but then, you know, Chetty, you know, just be glad of this. Chetty is not a cat. There's a huge difference.
You mean a cat? Your cat wouldn't eat sliders?
Oh, they would eat anything you gave them, but the result would be far more.
God, please, no, let's not go there. No scatological references. I myself don't like cats. I know a lot of people get mad at me when I say it. I'm not into, like, feline leukemia. I always had, like, a fear of cats because of when the children were young, the feline leukemia. I didn't want them in a... Anyway, what else is on your mind?
I have a suggestion for your rash.
Fast. 20 seconds remain. Fire away.
You understand that the principles of homeopathic medicine and antidoting oneself in a...
So you think my alkaline diet brought on the rash?
Yes, I see.
I think it's possible that by shifting my entire chemistry, I could have provoked something in my body that's actually a sign of health. In other words, my body's purging itself of a lifetime of toxins.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco. Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
And here is the third hour for the Savage Nation for Thursday, June 27th. Let's go to michaelsavage.com, where borders, language, and culture have reigned for as long as I can remember. Well, the borders were erased today, the language was erased today, and the culture was erased today by, well, shall I say, the junta that is running America. Take a look at their picture and you'll see how you have lost your country. Look at the faces in that picture and tell me that they are your representatives. They're not mine. They represent special interests and they just sold America out. There's nothing more I need to say. Also on michaelsavage.com, the DUI illegal aliens have just been legalized under the Senate bill. What else? Are you ready for this heartbreak? Under the new bill, and because same-sex marriage was just passed by the so-called Supreme Court, the spouses of gay troops can be buried in the most sacred military cemetery in America, Arlington National Cemetery. Is that the will of the American people? It's the will of the junta. What else? Well, gay couples can immigrate under DOMA ruling. Media misreporting rampant in Trayvon Martin case. It's all pool journalism and hatred for whites. I am banned in Britain, as you know. Well, Britain just banned two additional journalists who criticize radical Islam. What else is in the news on MichaelSavage.com? Teen star witness against Zimmerman tweeted about the case, about her getting high, and the fact that she's illiterate. Also in the news today, never-before-seen footage of the Soprano star James Gandolfini. Also on MichaelSavage.com today, a copy of the most important book you could ever read, which you can download, my novel, A Time for War. You could actually read it by downloading portions of it. As well as all the other news of the hour right here on the program, you're not going to believe what else is in the news. It gets worse. If I tell you that one of the top directors of the IRS pled the Fifth Amendment today, would you believe me? Well, it happened. Mr. Gregory Roseman, deputy director of the IRS, invoked the Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. We have never seen anything like this since the mafia trials of the 1970s. Welcome to the gang that took over America. What's next? Just look to south of the border and see how they treat independent voices, and you'll know what's coming to a neighborhood near you. But hey, party on. Get high. Here today in America, we saw the Whigs called the Senate. They're the equivalent of the Whigs in England. Totally out of touch with the American people. Just nothing but super lobbyists. 100 Whigs wearing, basically, they should be wearing big white wigs over their heads. Representing the will of Mexico, the will of La Raza, the will of special interests such as ag business, hotel business, factories, etc., Silicon Valley, and others, who have a great deal at stake in cheap labor. That's all they represent. How do you feel today, knowing that your Senate is not in touch with the American people? Because I know from polls, poll after poll, look, I know California is largely a Democrat state, primarily because of the large influx of illegal aliens. But if you remove them from the voting pool, this state, even this state, is not largely liberal. It's liberal in San Francisco. It is liberal in Los Angeles. It is not liberal anywhere else in the state. The average person in California is center-right, conservative center-right. They have no representation in Diane China Syndrome Feinstein or Barbara the Bagel Boxer. No representation whatsoever. They're sick of this. They've seen what the hordes have done to the state. They've seen it. The highways are broken. The byways are broken. The hospitals are broken. The schools have become toilet bowls. They've seen what this has done to this state. And I am the son of an immigrant. But the fact of the matter is, we can't absorb every person on earth who wants to come here and cash in on the system, can we? Open your eyes. Many of you live in your own bubble, and you live in your own backyard, so you don't even know what's going on outside your lily-white neighborhoods. Many of you are white Democrats who live in the suburbs who think that you're a good person, and you think you like everybody. That's wonderful. That's a nice feeling. But what you have to do is actually go into the areas where the illegal aliens congregate, live, and see what kind of mess they've made of their society. Take a look at what they've done. I'm not talking about the grocery stores, and I'm not talking about things of broken cars. I come from a poor background. It doesn't matter to me. People are allowed to buy in their ethnic grocery stores. It happens in Chinatown. It happens in Koreatown. It happens in virtually every ethnic community in America. They have their own grocery stores, etc. It's not a big deal to me. We are a polyglot nation, I understand, in that regard. But that's not the issue. The issue is, how does a nation absorb 30, 50, 60 million illegal aliens who refuse to learn the language, don't speak English, won't speak English, don't know what the U.S. Constitution is, don't know who George Washington is and could care less? How do you absorb 50 million people who will never be absorbed into the society? The answer is you don't. They're going to absorb you into their society. So what is their society? Why don't you ask yourself what the society is like that they fled? Why did they all flee Mexico? What did they run away from? Whatever they were running away from is what you're going to have in this country. Do you understand that, you dummies, you? Don't you understand that? Now, there's other stuff we could talk about. Believe me, there's other stuff. The IRS witness takes the Fifth after giving a $500 million contract to one of his cronies. There's also the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case. Have you seen that witness, Rachel Gentel, who can't read or write? She says, I don't read cursive. Did you hear this? Play clip 5-6.
The contents of the letter are yours.
Yes.
Are you able to read that copy well enough that you can tell us if it's, in fact, the same letter?
No.
Are you unable to read that at all?
Some of them I do not.
Can you read any of the words on it?
I don't understand. Cursive. I don't read cursive.
Well, that's okay. She doesn't read cursive. She's only 18. She's young yet. And so you have to, you know, you can't condemn her. Don't judge her. Because if you judge her, you'd be a racist, number one, and an elitist, for sure. She should have the right to be a witness and condemn a man to death, even though she can't read her own letters, because she never learned to read cursive letters. She was busy getting lessons on beauty, hairdos, nails, and things of that nature. So we're living in a wonderful country. This is why we have what we have. And then she can vote, by the way. She has the same vote as you. Let's say you have a degree from college. You've worked all your life. She has the same vote because it's a democracy. You don't want to be unfair. There should be no literacy test. That would be racist. Those who said that the Voting Rights Act, which was thrown out this week by the Supreme Court, is a terrible thing. Well, I don't know what's a terrible thing to throw it out. But the thing is that there's no longer a test for educational value. You could be a person who puts a thumb on a paper like in Iran with a purple mark on your head and vote in America. And you have the very same vote as the person who worked every day of their life for 70 years, as you should. And then you can go right back to the mall and get your nails done. Because that's a democracy. That's the democracy that we all wish for. Temperatures will be at full throttle later this week over the interior west, reaching dangerous levels. Wow, and some cities record highs for any day throughout the year. This is amazing. I can't wait to hear Al Gore's hysteria. They'll all be out there. And, of course, there's a president scandal in Africa. We'll be hearing from him over something or other. I don't know what he's going to be doing in the midst of his vacation. Zimmerman is crazy, Gentile. Really? Gentile? Let me hear clip 9. This looks like a goodie.
One thing about what Trayvon Martin told you that made you think this was racial.
Describing the person.
Pardon me?
Describing the person.
I just didn't...
Describing the person that was watching him and following him,
I
sir.
Describing the person is what made you think it was racial?
Yes.
And that's because he described him as a creepy-ass cracker?
Yes.
So it was racial, but it was because Trayvon Martin put race in this.
No.
You don't think that's a racial comment?
No.
You don't think that creepy ass cracker is a racial comment?
No.
No. Where is Tawana Brawley now that the prosecution needs her? Where's Al Sharpton? He could take time out from being a, I almost used the wrong word. I mean, I almost used the right word. Being a, I can't use the word for General Electric on MSNBC. He can come out with a bullhorn. He could come down there with a couple of busloads and start screaming. You know what I mean? It's like Tawana Brawley all over again. I'm surprised that an outside chanting burn the courthouse down to get the verdict that they want. You know, America's an amazing country to grow up in. It really is. It's getting more interesting by the day. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They put him on steroids.
A drug that created this lethargic, laying around, sloppy dog with no real personality.
And then I found that cortisone has massive side effects, you know, kidney and liver damage.
There is a dip for dex mite infestation, but nearly half the dogs die from it.
5 years ago, I heard the ad about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
As soon as we got her onto Dinovite, her personality came back.
We started noticing a significant drop in hair loss.
Apparently, the Dinovite had built up his immune system and helped combat whatever was...
He has not had a cortisone shot since.
I said, this is what you need to do instead of steroid shots.
My dog has never been happier, and it just cut my vet bills dramatically.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatments. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
We're talking about the illegal aliens who have representation while the American citizen has no representation. We're talking about a nation where there is taxation without representation, immigration without representation. You go down the list, there's virtually nothing being done where there's a representation of the majority of the American people. At the same time, we're approaching some of the hottest weather of all time. Friday to Monday is going to be one of the hottest weekends on record, 106 degrees in Reno. We're going to go in the West Coast now, 111 in Fresno in the Valley, 128 degrees in Death Valley, 117 in Las Vegas, 119 degrees in Phoenix, 104 degrees in Boise, 101 in Salt Lake City. Oh, Al Gore's going to come out of his woodwork. He'll be all over the map over this weekend. Yep, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Denver, Boise, Idaho, Rawlins, Wyoming, Medford, Oregon, Fresno, California. Massive heat wave. Late in the week, thunderstorms and humidity and showers on the East Coast while the heat wave moves east. Amazing. Cities that could set new annual extremes include Flagstaff, Arizona, Las Vegas, Reno, Nevada. You know what the all-time record high in Flagstaff is? Flagstaff, Arizona, 97. Do you know what the all-time high in Las Vegas is? 117 set in 2005. And the same temperature of 117 in 1942. The all-time high is 108 degrees at Reno, 2007. Now, Death Valley is called Death Valley for a reason. But Death Valley, California, could reach their hottest June temperature on record of 128 degrees set June 30th, 1994. So all of the climate extremists and hysterics will come out of the woodwork over the next few days. And where is President Scandal? President Scandal is enjoying himself on an African junket with the missus and the girls and the staff and an aircraft carrier. Unbelievable to me. Well, anyhow, do you want to just vent or what? How do you want to deal with this? I feel like I'm screaming at the wall. You don't understand it. Or you don't care. You're fat and happy. You're on your medication. You don't care. You got your cholesterol meds, your diabetes med. You're going to Europe this summer for a week or two. You have a relatively new car. You've got enough money never to work for the rest of your life. You enjoy your afternoons getting drunk on wine and think that you're not an alcoholic. So why do you really care? You don't really care. So I ask myself, why do I really care? Well, I've been doing it for 19 years, and I've been in I've had a love affair with America for 19 years, and I've seen a gang take it over, and I've seen this illegitimate gang destroy one institution after another from soup to nuts. There's not an institution standing that this illegitimate president of ours has not taken a wrecking ball to. I can't mince words and speak in nice terms. You want me to speak in parliamentary terms about Obama and his gang? I can't do it. I don't have the vocabulary. I mean, I do. I could use PhD words. I could get very eloquent and speak in generalities about it, but what's the point? What's the point? They don't care what you think of them. They spy on people, and the liberals say, good, I like being spied on. I got nothing to hide. They don't realize they've just thrown away their freedom. They've given up their fundamental birthright as a free man when they say, I don't care if the NSA spies on me. They have no idea that they are now slaves. They have no idea that they're enslaved. They think that they're free. But as George Orwell wrote, the louder he hears the chains rattling, the louder he hears the chains rattling, he hears them screaming, I am free, I am free, I am free. The louder they scream, I am free, I am free, I am free, the louder the chains are rattling, he said. And boy, does that say what's going on today in so many quarters of America. They're free to do what? Smoke pot? They're free to smoke pot. They're free to marry their boyfriend. They're free to marry their girlfriend. They're free to be spied upon. Is that freedom? That's freedom? No, I don't think that's freedom. There's no dignity in being a drug addict. So here we are. Now, the culture clash has never been greater than it is today. The question that is ringing in my mind most profoundly is this, and it's an odd question. It's not what I've seen on any website. We allegedly have a very large Muslim community, a population in America. There's some say 7 million, some say 9. I don't believe it. Communities tend to overrepresent their numbers, with the exception of the illegal aliens from Mexico who underrepresent their numbers or underrepresented by the government. The Muslims are very conservative socially and very conservative politically, incidentally. How do they feel living in a country that has become a dirty cesspool? How does a Muslim feel today living in a nation that's become a filthy cesspool, where there's no order, no law, no dignity, no morality, no ethics, nothing? How do they feel about it? How are the Muslims going to handle all of this? How are you going to handle all of it? Tell me what good it is when we have no representation. when we have gangsters in the IRS, for example, who award $500 million contracts to cronies on false minority contracting scams, and it's right out there in the front, and there's no arrest by the FBI. Nothing. Nothing. I mean, it's unbelievable. So when does the FBI swoop in? The guy awards a $500 million contract to his friend who got false, you know, minority and this VA no arrests. Nothing. Nothing. I guess the DHS doesn't move in either. Where is the DHS? What do they do in this country? What the hell does the Department of Homeland Security do? They permitted the Boston Marathon bombing to occur. What do they do? Well, they're watching us. It's not the Department of Homeland Security. It's the reverse of what you think. It's a reverse Maginot line. It's not to keep enemies outside the country from coming in and hurting us. It's to keep us from within, from standing up to the corruption in the country. That's what it was created for, to bottle us up. We all know it, too. It's as though the entire government apparatus was created to control the citizenry, not to protect the citizenry.
Savage.
The first time we met, he came in and the first thing he said was, wow.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
For me, Christian Mingle is this vehicle which God did use to bring my wife and I together. And that is a powerful, powerful thing.
My name is Mickey, and I met my husband, Trey, on Christian Mingle.
Join ChristianMingle.com today and find God's match for you. Joining is easy and free, so go to ChristianMingle.com today.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. San Jose parent faces up to 4 years in jail if convicted of stealing more than $27,000 from the PTA of his child's elementary school. The DA is charging Keith Dennis of taking money from the Lynn Haven Elementary School PTA over a two-year period. The legislature has passed an overhaul of California's Enterprise Zone program, which Governor Brown has called a wasteful and ineffective. Brown wanted the charges made as part of the state budget for the coming fiscal year. He says communities have abused the business incentive program by providing tax breaks to business that don't need them. Taking a look at the roadways, have a new accident being reported. Southbound 101 Oregon Expressway in Palo Alto should be off to the right side. Debris northbound 280 at Woodside Road, middle lanes blocked, and southbound 680 at Sinol Road have reports of debris in the second lane from the left. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Drop School Day students, community, high seven the classroom, thousand America attendance. Quit variety, they have reasons. Job like to get, baby raise, relative help and elderly. Happening local on, it's a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, but no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge and you'll have an aha moment and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How many scandals can you take from the Obama administration? The word Obama is synonymous with scandal. In fact, I think Obama equals scandal in Kenyan. Well, most of us can't keep up with it. We had the Associated Press wiretapping scandal, where so-called Justice Department's operatives seized the phone records of the Associated Press. Joining us right now to look into how this has affected some of the reporters in the Associated Press is Jennifer Harper with the Washington Times. Jennifer, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
It's always good to be with you, Michael.
Would you please remind my listeners what happened in the spying on reporters?
Well, let's take a little historic look at this because it still is a significant moment on the public radar here. Back in May, the Department of Justice told the Associated Press that they had seized their records last year regarding a story. They were seeking the source of some leaked information that AP had featured in a story about a foiled terrorist plot. And the Associated Press in the aftermath, in the immediate aftermath of that, came out swinging. This is a very significant news organization. They declared that the Department of Justice had conducted a massive and unprecedented intrusion on the Associated Press. They declared it to be unconstitutional. And things kind of quieted down around that after that. And suddenly we find that the Associated Press CEO, Gary Pruitt, had decided, I'm going to make a big statement at none other than the National Press Club in Washington. And so he came out recently on behalf of the Associated Press. And what a lot of people didn't realize is that the CEO of the Associated Press happens to be a First Amendment lawyer. So he again came out swinging, and he had lots to report about the after effects of the fact that the Justice Department had seized the phone records of a major news organization.
Okay, how has this affected how the news is being gathered? Obviously, they're afraid now.
Well, Mr. Pruitt was not shy about reporting. He said that there had been a chilling effect on news gathering. He said it was not limited to the AP. He said journalists from other news organizations have personally reported that it has intimidated both their official and non-official sources from speaking to them as well. So there has been some repercussions about this. And this particular situation is not going away anytime soon because Mr. Pruitt has offered some recommendations for the future of news gathering that he would like to see following this incident.
Are they modifying their reportage because of this?
Well, he's asking that Justice recognize the right of the press to advance notice if they're going to be looking into their records. He's wondering that we should have insurance that proper checks and balances are maintained between the Justice Department and the press. he's asking that justice guidelines be updated to bring them into the 21st century. That's a direct quote from him. He's citing that the current protocols that are created were done so before the Internet era of emails and texting and so forth. And he's also demanding a federal shield law with teeth, he says, that would protect reporters from government action. So, you know, there's definitely something to come. This is a work in progress. He's put it out there, and I think they're waiting for a reply now from the Department of Justice.
Jennifer, where will it go from here, in your opinion?
Well, I think a lot of journalists are going to be thinking very carefully about using unnamed sources in these particularly sensitive stories about national security, and I think that they've had some consciousness of raising in terms of whether or not they would ever compromise national security. That's definitely something you don't want to do as a journalist, but then again, you have to wonder, how transparent can I be before I do breach someone's safety or endanger our folks overseas, things like that. So I think a lot of journalists are beginning to think very carefully about this.
Look, changing subjects a little bit, the public impressions of the king, King Obama, that is, are less than flattering. What does it matter, though? He could care less.
Well, you have to look at some of the hope and change is kind of draining out of the public consciousness because we've got a president in his second term. This is actually quite common where they try to fight to preserve their image as it was during their first term. But we also have to notice that a lot of President Obama's media friends are not quite so friendly anymore. We've seen a lot of coverage about the trio of famous, now infamous, scandals that have gone on. We've seen a lot of people like the New York Times and so forth give some more unfriendly coverage. And the other interesting thing, Michael, is that President Obama still appears to be in campaign mode. Going around the country, he's fundraising, he's giving campaign-like speeches, and even Organizing for Action. This is the group that came out of his presidential campaign in 2012. It's called Organizing for Action. They are still offering lotteries for President Obama's fans to meet him backstage. They get free airfare, and that's definitely something that you would see during a campaign rather than a second term. So I think that the White House is pretty well aware that they're going to have to work very hard to keep the president's image up.
What descriptions of him are turning up now, according to the fraudulent pollsters at the Pew Research Center?
Well, you know, there is a simple gauge of a president's favorability. A lot of pollsters will say, can you give me a one-word description of how you feel about the president? And quite often they'll say, oh, you know, he's a good man or he's honest. Very simple descriptions of the president. And this is exactly what Pew Research has to say. They did conduct a one-word survey, give us a one-word impression that you have of President Obama. They said that their most recent survey finds that the one-word impressions people have of Obama have changed a great deal through his presidency. Terms like incompetent and liar now are among the most frequently used words to describe Obama. And this is coming from the Pew Research Center, and they're fairly mainstream group, and they also add that some positive descriptions such as good and honest continue to be used, but also the word socialist is used about as often today as it was in Obama's first year in office. So some of those impressions are changing.
In his May 23rd national security speech, President Scandal said that the war on terrorism is ebbing and that the need for perpetual wartime footing is past. Do Americans agree with President Scandal's more casual approach?
Well, you know, you have to wonder when it almost seems like this statement was made in a different era when President Obama, indeed, on May 23rd, he gave a very much ballyhooed national security speech. He said the war on terrorism is going away. We don't need to be on a wartime footing anymore. And, gosh, some folks are wondering, do Americans agree with that? And I don't think so. American vigilance is still up there. You have to give our nation credit for that. This is a Fox News poll that came out a couple of days ago. They found out that 77% of American voters say that the struggle with terrorism is ongoing and should remain a top priority. And, of course, Republicans are more vigilant than others. 86% of Republicans agree with this, but the Democrats are right behind them. 72% of Democrats also agree with this. And They have not forgotten 9/11 yet, so we have to remember that America is still vigilant.
Okay, Jennifer, the Stop Hillary 2016 movement is already up and running. Who's actually behind this?
Well, there is a folks who want to check this out themselves. They can go to StopHillary2016.org. This is a very feisty online push already up and running as of last week to prevent Hillary Clinton from winning the White House. They've already got some spiffy new bumper stickers available. But more humorously, they've already organized the inaugural Stop Hillary 2016 luncheon. This is planned for early next month in Manhattan. And believe it or not, this has been organized by the folks who ran Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. The gentleman in charge of that, the point man, is Matt Rhodes. He's going to be speaking at this. You can imagine how New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg must feel about this. You also have to wonder, gee, what's going to be on that menu? Certainly a lot of Republican favorites are going to be on the menu. But they have a mission. There's always a mission behind these things, and the organizing group behind the Stop Hillary 2016 is something called America Rising. They say, this is their mission statement, America Rising was formed to prevent Americans from ever having to see another Clinton in the White House. We've seen what a President Hillary Clinton would be like from her time as Secretary of State. We can't afford another Clinton administration after 8 years of President Obama. So that's what's out there, very nimble, already up and running, and already giving a big fat luncheon in New York.
Even Mayor Bloomberg's soda ban took a hit in a poll? Really?
Yeah, a lot of the public is paying attention to all of his nanny state thinking, where he wants to ban the sugary drinks, and he's worried about obesity, and he's worried about people recycling their food scraps. The list goes on and on. He's a very public-minded fellow, I guess, but a lot of people don't agree with him. And you have to say, long live the big gulp after this, and lift your 16-ounce glasses high, because 69% of Americans do not agree with Michael Bloomberg's idea to curb those sugary sodas, the big drinks in his town. And, of course, again, Republicans have stronger feelings about this. 78% would vote down a ban on these sugary drinks, along with 62% of Democrats, amazingly enough. And this is all coming from our friends over at Gallup. Again, a mainstream pollster can be fairly nonpartisan when they want to be. And the pollsters themselves say Americans may think that limiting the size of beverages may be too much of a government encroachment on their individual freedom, and the choice of beverage size should be left to consumers and businesses. And I think the takeaway on all of that, Michael, is that Americans may appear like they're not paying attention to a lot of stuff, but they are. I think they're paying attention to their daily freedoms and also the state of the nation and our safety and security.
Where can my listeners read more?
You can see me at WashingtonTimes.com. I write Inside the Beltway in the Water Cooler blog, and I've got a Twitter. You go to Harper Bulletin on Twitter.
Jennifer Harper, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
It's always a pleasure, Michael.
And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you about my hair's lifesaver, Ovation Cell Therapy. It is summertime, and it is hot, hot, hot out there. Maybe you're going swimming in a pool or jumping off a boat into the bay. Either way, those are both bad for your hair. The chlorine or the salt, either way, you're going to dry it out. It's going to be broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you need to restore it. And Ovation Cell Therapy is exactly the way to do it. They have a three-step process that can take your hair from broken, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. And I have watched a drastic change with my hair over the last year, and you can too. It's easy to get as well. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer. How easy is that? For better hair, you even get a discount. It's ovationhair.com and select KSFO at checkout. You'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Sequester, the fiscal cliff, remember those? The economic policies are what they are, folks. The big question is, how will these policies affect you and me going forward? I'm Brian Sussman. Bottom line, 2013 is going to cost us all money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments are you making to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor, 15 offices in the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy. He's been in the biz for over 30 years and has a reputation for doing what's best for you. Call him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at an office in your area, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Before the chair announces the vote, expressions of approval or disapproval are not permitted in the Senate. The yeas on this bill are 68, the nays are 32. The bill as amended is passed. The sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery.
Now the reason the
sergeant of arms will restore
the reason
order.
The reason, if you could turn off the music, the reason the Hispanic mobs in the Senate chamber did not follow Vice President Biden's orders to not make any cheers or whatever is because they don't understand English. There you just heard what's coming to America. The Vice President of the United States warned the Peanut Gallery not to make any kind of comment, And yet the Hispanic radical activists from La Raza and the others who want to take over America and make it an appendage of Mexico started chanting, "Yes, we can." And the vice president said the sergeant-at-arms will restore order in the gallery. And yet they continued to chant because they, A, don't hear the language or don't understand the language or don't respect the language. That's exactly what just happened to your country today. Now, I could go into where is President Scandal in all of this. He's in Africa right now. He's in Africa right now, President Scandal, on a $100 million junket. The Senate says, yes, drop dead to the American people. You know and I know that if a poll was done, an actual vote on should we grant amnesty to the illegal aliens, it would be about 75% of the people would say no. That's if you had voter ID and the illegals themselves were unable to vote. If you look at the picture of the so-called leaders of the Senate who just forced us down the throats of the American people on my website, you will see the faces of evil. You'll see the pure faces of evil. Can anyone look at those faces of Schumer and Rubio and the others and say that they represent them? We've gone from a melting pot to a chamber pot. I am the son of an immigrant. I am the son of an immigrant. I know what it is to be wanting to become a citizen. I've never seen a country throw its heritage in the garbage like this. I've covered this for 19 years. I'm not going to, you know, kill myself over this. I'm going to talk about it because it now goes to the House. And it's very unlikely that the House of Representatives, which is more, let us say, representative of the will of the people, will pass such a gold-plated pathway to citizenship for the illegal aliens. Then it goes to the conference and they hammer it out. God knows what's going to come of it all. So there's another topic, the IRS scandal. Today, an IRS official, Greg Roseman, who was more thorn than petal, took the fifth like a mafioso. He wouldn't answer any questions, and the despicable Congressman Elijah Cummings let him get away with it without even challenging him. I want you to listen to clip one, and you're gonna be sad to find out you live in a banana republic. Listen to clip one.
Mr. Chairman, on the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer any questions and invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege to remain silent.
No, I have no questions, as we respect the witness's right to remain silent. I have no...
Shut up! Get him off. That's the big mouth from the Congressional Black Caucus acting holier than thou, saying, oh, it's fine. You can have contempt for Congress. We don't care. This is the country you live in. Can you imagine in your father's day if a person pled the Fifth Amendment who was obviously involved in some kind of criminal act, a congressman saying, that's fine, we accept it. The congressman wouldn't last a day. The FBI would have him out of there in handcuffs. So who was it in the IRS who took the fifth? Well, you never heard of this guy, Gregory Roseman, right? And who is he? A deputy IRS director spearheaded the awarding of the IRS's largest contract in history to a company owned by a close friend of his, an action that is prohibited under government contracting regulations. The company is called Strong Castle, Inc. It's owned by Braulio Castillo. Castillo won several contracts totaling $500 million for the IRS IT services, in part on the basis of his friendship with this Fifth Amendment guy from the IRS, Roseman. And then by qualifying for two minority programs, which allow disadvantaged applicants a better chance of winning lucrative government contracts. Now, how did this Castillo qualify for these set-asides? Well, for one of his set-asides, he qualified for a minority set-aside program by setting up his business in a disadvantaged area of Northeast Washington, D.C. The Small Business Administration program requires applicants to hire from within the economically disadvantaged community. But it says Castillo manipulated that requirement by hiring students from a local university instead. Now, what else did he do? Are you ready for this? He won entrance into another minority set-aside program run by the VA, the Veterans Administration, that gives disabled vets certain advantages in federal contracting. And what was this man's disability? An ankle twisted during football at the U.S. Military Academy prep school 27 years ago. That prompted a sarcastic reaction at Wednesday's House Oversight Committee hearing from a double amputee, Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran, said, I'm so glad that you would be willing to play football in prep school again to protect this great country. Shame on you, Mr. Castillo. Shame on you, she said. As evidence of their close friendship, the committee published messages between the IRS hack, Roseman, and the contractor, Castillo, who got the $500 million contracts. Are you ready for this? I can't even read what they wrote. It's full of homophobic slurs. I can't read them to you on the air. Roseman, who took the fifth, is still employed by the IRS. I'm asking you, ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel living in a banana republic? I'm asking you how you feel living under President's scandal. Okay, well, we'll move it along here. I don't want to go too far into this. So she doesn't think that those words are a racial comment. Let's continue with clip 10 with the Zimmerman trial.
Well, you didn't mention it in your letter, correct?
That's just a personal letter to the mom.
Right, you didn't tell Ms.
That's just a personal letter to the mother.
You didn't tell Ms. Fulton that the man that was following him was a creepy-ass cracker, did you?
No.
That's, well, she didn't. She doesn't think the word cracker is a racial term. She thinks it refers to something you put jelly on. That's, she's entitled. I mean, everyone interprets words in their own way. A saltine is a cracker. It's not a racial term. You know, it's a saltine cracker. I don't know what he's getting at. That evil man, defense attorney. I mean, he's picking on this poor child.
Savage.